And I'd like to invite you inwards just to come to a very safe space in your mind. So think of a place, it could be real or imaginary. And as you're in that place, just notice it with all of your senses. What you see in this place. What you hear, what are the sounds in this place? What's the smell or the taste in the air? And in what way do you sense this place through touch? And in this space, invite Jesus to join you. Sense his loving presence there with you. What is it that he says or does with you? Just breathe in this experience. And from this safe space, you'll have an opportunity to get to know one of your firefighters. So take a moment now just to check inside to see if there is one that could use some attention. One of those parts of you that might come in impulsively. And if you can connect with one, just invite your openness. Firefighters will often feel that need to be defensive initially, being so accustomed to being blamed. So approach this part with curiosity and a desire to get to know it. Perhaps you can even acknowledge that you've misunderstood it in the past. Notice where you feel this part in or around your body. Just focus on that sensation and see what more you notice. Sometimes an image may come as well. And as you're connecting with this part, ask it what it would like you to know. Ask it about its job, what it does, how it's trying to help. How are you feeling towards this part? If you're feeling okay with it, continue to offer your loving gaze upon it. If it feels overwhelming or you're experiencing anything other than curiosity, wonder, or compassion, then just ask it to give you some space. And in your mind's eye, just see it at a little more of a distance so that you can see it more clearly, not trying to get rid of it, but to see it more clearly. Or if you need, take a moment to reconnect with Jesus in that space to help you feel more grounded. Then, if it feels okay, continue to get to know the part. You might ask it where it first learned how to help you in this way. Ask it how old it thinks you are. And ask it what part it's trying to protect you from. Offer your compassion to the part. Just taking this opportunity to be with it in a new way. And then in this final moment with it, let the part know you appreciate it. Thank it for giving you the opportunity to get to know it a little better. And if it feels right, you can let it know that you want to continue to get to know it, that you'll come back and visit it, that you'd like to help it in any way you can, perhaps unburden it. And you can be clear that you're doing that not as an effort to get rid of it, but to be able to continue to help you without having to take over or act so impulsively. Breathe and express your gratitude for this part and for Jesus being there with you.